welcome to Live the Promise, where we invite you to join with us in a deep and active walk of faith. My name is Neil Stavem. Obviously, I'm not Susie Larson, and we apologize for that because she really wanted to be here for today, because today we're going to talk about the great giveaway. This is the day we're going to focus on that active part of the deep and active walk of faith. But Susie is like the multitude of many others, and maybe you're in that category today as well. You are under the weather, and so she just wasn't able to be here today. But I'm honored to be sitting in her spot today and taking your calls and stories, because this is really a program for you to report in about what God's been doing in and through you in the last few weeks. But I thought we should at least get Susie on the line to give us a little summary and reminder of what this day and what this hour is going to be all about. Susie, thanks for checking in.
Well, Neil, first of all, thank you for stepping in. I can't thank you enough for doing this. God bless you.
You certainly sound like you've had better days.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely had better days. And I'm so bummed not to be there today, but I'm super grateful to have you in my place, sir. So bless you. And, you know, the great giveaway originated back when I was actually guest hosting over a decade ago. I just had the idea to mobilize thousands of people, as many who would join us. And the challenge is to engage in random acts of kindness. And that's really what was born all those years ago. So imagine my sadness not to be able to be there today.
So tell us what you've given your listeners the charge to just to do something, right? And then so today is going to be a report in day, but explain what that could be.
Well, you know, it's just been amazing how so many people take the challenge. You know, it's like you cast a vision like that. You really don't know if anybody's going to take it. And when people do, and then a lot of them will move outside their comfort zone. I always love to add that extra challenge just for those who are willing to take it. They come back and report that their own lives have been expanded by noticing people outside their zone, basically. And but I also get a challenge once or two, twice a year back from people who go, why would I call in and report my good deed? And, you know, scripture says, don't do your good deeds and don't tell everybody about it. And I truly, what that scripture actually says is, don't do your good deeds to be admired by other people. Like, don't let that be your motivator to, I'm only doing this so you think I'm something great. Because other places in scripture, excuse me, it says, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and praise your Father in heaven. And that's really been the ripple effect when all these friends call back in and say where they've been, what they've done. And it's as creative as you can imagine, or as simple as a pie to the neighbor across the street. Every single year, Neil, I have listeners email me and say, I literally had to pull over. I was crying so hard. I was so inspired by these listeners who took the challenge. And I joke too, every year I get a little nervous that this would be the year I hear crickets. nobody takes it. So I do get a little nervous about that. So I'm praying you friends will call and just tell us your stories. And if it makes you feel better to call anonymously, do that. But Neil, every year I love to go shopping for this, and I'm not even a shopper, but this is my one time I really love it, is we put together two big giant baskets, great giveaway baskets, and it'll basically come in a large box, but two of the most inspiring stories you will receive after the holidays, a gift box. And in these ones this year, there's a really warm thermal blanket, a Starbucks coffee cup. There's all kinds of Christmas treats. I think there's a candle in there. And then some books off of our faith shelf. And each of those boxes are worth about $100 a piece. And it was just our way of saying thank you for caring about people in your sphere of influence. And then I think I bought about 24 Christmas candy bars. So everybody who gets on the air and is able to hang on and give their address, we'll give them a book and a candy bar, a book off of our faith radio shelf. Just again, it's our way of saying thank you for tending to the needs in your community, because, you know, I know you feel this way, Neil. We want to mobilize people. We want you to walk deeply with the Lord, and then we want you to prove it, you know, by your faith and putting feet to your faith. So that's where that was born from, and I am praying that people will call you today.
Yeah, because, you know, if you get nervous about crickets, just imagine me here. we're excited to open up the phone lines, and again, we're going to let you rest and heal up and get better and have a wonderful Christmas. I will give you the opportunity to give the phone number out, because this really is the time. I mean, we do need people to call now. This is report in time.
Right now, and I mean now, 877-933-2484. 248-487-7933-2484. And I just, even if you weren't part of the great giveaway, but that's just part of your practice that you do something kind for others, tell us about it. You know, another aspect of the story that I love to hear, Neil, is when people are recipients of somebody's act of kindness. You should call in too and tell us if you were a benefactor from someone else's kindness, because it's good for us to hear these stories on both sides of the equation. There's lots of people hurting this year and lots of others who are attending to those needs. And that's one of the things I love about the body of Christ. We're made for that, you know, to hold each other up. So.
Indeed we are. Well, we're going to let you go back, rest, and looking forward to hearing from lots of listeners here in the coming hour here as we celebrate the great giveaway. Susie, blessings to you, and we'll talk again soon.
And to you, my friend. Bless you, and thank you again, Neil.
All right.
Bye.
You're listening to Live the Promise, and Neil Stavem here sitting in for Susie, who is obviously under the weather, and I hope that you are doing well and that you have a story to tell. This is the great giveaway. It's report day today. You've been listening to Susie and Live the Promise. You know that she's been asking over the past few weeks. Step outside your comfort zone. Do something, random act of kindness, or maybe it's a strategic act of kindness. But it's something that you can demonstrate the love of God and just, you know, notice the needs around you. And so now is the time for you to report in with a phone call. 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. And we're just going to take your calls and, again, get a report of who experienced God maybe in a fresh new way, and would love to know that you're part of that. Do have a nice email from Laura. Going to share that here while we're getting queued up with the calls. So thank you for your calls, 877-93-FAITH. It's a report card for the great giveaway. Everyone who shares their story is going to receive a book and a candy bar, just our way of saying thanks for making the call. And we do have some good stories to share with you, I know. And the best stories, we'll do a little drawing here, respond. And we've got a great gift pack to give away, some gift baskets. So we're looking forward to that. So let me just read this email note from Laura, and then we'll get to your calls as you queue up at 877-933-2484. Laura says, "You know, when you spoke of stepping out of my comfort zone and asking God what he wanted me to do, said I was all in. My husband and I have done this in years past, and it's been an unforgettable memory for us, unlike many other holiday traditions. We began praying, and only a few days after, I was on a walk with a friend, and she began telling me of an inner-city single mom who just had her fourth child and had very little money. Well, it was obvious that this was where God wanted us to serve. We had set aside some cash and were able to pay her heating bill with it. And I asked my friend if we could meet her, and we really wanted to bless her with some food and basic household goods. So my friend arranged a meeting time, and we entered her home, and it was just filled with all manner of things on the floor and the counters. And we had a really sweet conversation with her and were able to really love on the children and hold the baby. And she says, I felt compelled to offer to come back with my friend and help organize and clean her home. She smiled and said she'd like that. And I'm praying that I can be the hands, feet, and heart of Christ to her and her family. And Laura writes, thank you for being God's voice to me and stirring me to step out and join God where he is at work. Every blessing to you this Christmas. We have much to celebrate in Jesus, our all in all. Thank you, Laura, for that, and a good reminder that there is a joy in the giving generously. Let's go to our first caller. We've got Brittany on line two. Brittany, welcome to Live the Promise and the Great Giveaway Reporting Day. What's your story?
Thank you. I just hope Susie feels better and said she can't be here today. But we made homeless bags for the homeless. My husband and I work downtown Minneapolis in St. Paul, and this spring we drove to Arizona for vacation, and we were on our way back to the airport, and some homeless people came up to us asking us for any change or anything we had, and the only thing I had was little fruit cups from my daughter, and I gave it to them, and as we were pulling away, they were opening them with such glee and just delight, and I was just like mesmerized that something so simple could give someone such joy that doesn't have a lot that they're grateful for so much. And it was just a good reminder. And so this last fall, my friend and I went for a bike ride, and there was a homeless man sleeping on the bike path, and it just broke my heart. He looked up with us. He looked at us with these big blue eyes and just, like, told us his story. And so it's just been on my heart this year to give back. So my daughter and I went to the dollar store and filled up a bag of goodies and made sure that we're going to hand them out to the people in need. And so I'm just honored that I get to be a part of that.
Great, great story, Brittany. Thank you for doing that. Just curious, what kinds of things did you have some idea what you wanted to put together in terms of these bags?
Yeah, a few years ago at the Joyful Noise Conference, they had done this. They had just volunteers. Anyone could walk through and fill a bag. And so I kind of modeled it after that. It was just a bag that has two strings, like a backpack. And I put a flashlight, a Bible, some food, so little like fruit snacks and a fruit cup, a hat and gloves and mittens, socks, different things like that, just to help them get by.
Great idea, Brittany. Thank you. God bless you. And thanks so much for sharing your story with us. I sure appreciate you calling today. Merry Christmas to you.
God bless you.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. Brittany checking in, talking about her experience. We'll take a quick little break here. It's Live the Promise. More of your calls coming up. It's the great giveaway. I'm Neil Stavem. Susie's under the weather today, but we're still asking you to call and to report in on how you experienced and engaged in a random act of kindness. And you have the chance to tell us all about your experience and letting your light shine. And again, two of the best stories that we hear today. We'll win a great giveaway basket full of books and other Christmas treats that's especially picked out by Susie, the non-shopper. But you just know she's got a great gift pack ready to send your way if you just simply give us a call. The number is 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. Thanks for calling and reporting in on your experiences in the great giveaway. More coming up. Powerful message that God and sinners will be reconciled through the birth of a little baby. And we celebrate that here in this wonderful season. I'm Neil Stavem, sitting in for Susie Larson on Live the Promise. Susie's under the weather, and I hope that you are feeling well. And we're being encouraged today with your phone calls and your response. It is the great giveaway reporting day. You've heard Susie talking about it over the last few weeks. And it's an annual event here at Faith Radio. We invite you to just engage in the and a random act of kindness, or maybe a strategic act of kindness, was something that maybe gets you out of your comfort zone and just allow God to work in and through your life. And so today is a day to just report back on that. We're talking about a deep and active walk of faith every day and Live the Promise. Today it's about that active part, being active. And we're going to go to Lisa on line one. Lisa, listening in, Faith 1200, thank you for your call. Tell us your great giveaway story.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for taking my call. It's just a situation where at work, where I work, I have a coworker. She has three little ones, ages 5, 3, and 9 months. And her husband just recently had heart surgery. And so they're missing his income and just, you know, kind of struggling a little bit with the medical bills and such. So they really are at a point where probably there's not a lot of Christmas for them this year. And every year I kind of like to adopt a family. My husband and I don't have children. And so since I don't have children to give gifts to myself, I like to adopt a family and give to them. So this Christmas, I just, you know, sat and chatted with her a little while about what she needed. And in the course of that conversation even, she said, you know, I really need a high chair for my 9-month-old. She said, and there's a particular one I really like at Walmart. And, you know, it costs $40. And well, I don't always carry a lot of cash in my purse, but that day I happened to have cash in my purse. So I took out the $40 and gave it to her and said, here, just go buy the high chair because I know that you really need that. And in addition to that, just tell me, you know, what your kids need or what they would like for Christmas, and I'll take care of Christmas for your kids this year. So, you know, it's kind of random but also kind of purposeful because I just really believe that God wants us all to be givers. And, you know, wherever we can find a place to give, even if it's a small amount, I think that God just smiles on us when we do that.
Oh, Lisa, blessings to you. What a great story and reminder. And I like the parts that you just happened to have, you know, cash in your pocket that day. It was, you know, God preparing even before you were, before you knew you were going to need it. So way to go. Way to be sensitive and to show the love of Christ in a very tangible way. Great story. Thanks for sharing. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Let's go to Deanna, or is it Jerry? Jenny, I'm sorry. Jenny in Iowa. Jenny, thanks for calling Live the Promise. What's your great giveaway story?
Oh, thank you. Actually, it wasn't me. It was my children. We don't have a lot of money to spend on the kids for Christmas, but we try to make the points be about Christ anyway. And so we have four children, and the oldest is 9 and 7, 6, and then a 3-year-old. And one neighbor lady was so kind to give her children $100. She said, here, take the $100, spend it on your kids however you want, which is more than I think we spent combined on all four of them. But anyway, I just looked at the kids and I said, you know, somebody gave you guys $100. What would you like to do with it? And they just looked at each other right away. They didn't hesitate. And they all three said, the oldest three said, we want to give it away, Mom. Let's give it to somebody who needs it for Christmas. And so there is a guy that it couldn't work right now, and we didn't tell them who it was, but they decided they wanted to give $50 to there, and there was some people at school they're raising money for because mom's in bad shape and the kids need help too, and they gave some of it to that. They still have a little bit left over, and they haven't decided what to do, but just to know that they just looked at each other, they didn't even hesitate. The first thing out of their mouth was, just give it away, Mom. That's the best present I could ever get.
I imagine. Yeah. What a joy it is for as a mom, right, to see your kids with that,
yeah,
that spirit of generosity. And I think we all need that childlike faith, don't we? Just know that our Heavenly Father takes care of us, and so we can be generous with what He's placed in our hands. So.
Yes.
Jenny, great story. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you for demonstrating generosity there and just for allowing your kids to really experience the joy of giving to those in need. That's what a great thing to start them off early on in their life.
Oh, thank you. I think for everything you guys do. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for listening to Live the Promise. We're going to go to line 4 next. You can keep calling 877-933-2484. This is Live the Promise, the great giveaway reporting day. And Susie's under the weather today, but I'm happy to fill in just to take your calls and hear your reports. And she's listening at home with her cup of tea, and we're honored to just have you on the line. Heidi's calling in from Duluth. Heidi, thanks so much for checking in. Talk about your act of kindness.
Oh, hi. I'm reporting on someone else's kindness. So my daughter works at a small graphic art company in Duluth. And they all work really hard, just everyday people. She works 8 to 5. And she has a young son. He's 1.5 years old. Her husband works 3 jobs, waiting for a full-time one to come in. They're renting a house and just hoping, you know, trying to work hard to make ends meet. And she's also an at-home illustrator, so when she gets home, she feeds supper to the family and then gets to her computer and does her own illustration business. And she's just, they're both exhausted. And so there's this the company that she works for, the boss said last Friday, everybody come in an hour early. So they did. And they all got there at 7, and there's a coach bus waiting for them. So they got in, and they didn't know where they were going. And he took them downtown by the lake to a fancy restaurant, and they had eggs and French toast. And they visited and laughed and relaxed. And then he took them. We went back on the coach bus, and he took him to the downtown Duluth, to the Holiday Inn Center, and they divided into 3 groups, and still none of them knew this was going to happen that day. And they went to a place called an escape room, and it was just a lot of fun. My daughter's group went into a jail cell and had to wear orange T-shirts or something and had handcuffs on, and they had to figure out, with clues how to get out of jail, and it was just a fun time. And then there was a conference room where they spent a few hours having appetizers. She said crystal glasses with iced tea, lemonade and milk, and games, charades and relay games, bidding games, all kinds of fun stuff. After the day there, she had won a 7-foot stuffed fox, and she lugged it onto the coach bus on the way back to work. And when they got back to work, I think they all worked one more hour, so we just put 1 hour in that day. And he'd given them each an envelope, and they opened at each one of them individually. He had said a nice thing about them, like an affirmation about what he liked about them or what their strength was, and there was a check for each person for $500 in there.
Wow. What a...
That's the end of the story, but it just gave her such a huge boost. And then as me as her mother, it just blessed my heart. So that's my story.
Heidi, that's a great story, and thank you for sharing. Yeah. What's your daughter's first name?
Emily.
Wow. We're just we're thankful for the her employer and just for the joy that that brought to her life. And what a reminder for all of us, right? There's just different things that we could do, every day to really make someone's day, and especially with the challenges they're going through. And that would mean an awful lot, I think.
I think that the boss is so generous and loves people. I just think he had a heart. He didn't want anything back from this. And I think he had more fun than anybody. So.
Hmm. Well, that is the truth, isn't it? When we start engaging in generous behavior, there is great joy that this cannot be duplicated in any other way. So, Heidi, thanks for sharing that story. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you and to Emily and her family. And thank you for sharing the story with us today.
Okay. Thanks.
You're listening to The Great Giveaway. This is Live the Promise. This is our annual event here where we simply invite you to report in on the kinds of opportunities you've had to maybe step out of your comfort zone just to show an act of kindness in Jesus' name. And so it's your turn to call. Now, Susie Larson's under the weather, so I'm happy to just fill in for her and take your calls. Got the lines open for you, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, the number is 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. And everybody who shares his or her story is going to receive a little gift book and a candy bar. And, of course, we've got a couple of great gift baskets that we're going to give away for the best stories. But, don't let that discourage you. We want to hear your story. Let us know how you've been part of the great giveaway.
It's to call and sing it is chestnut song while we decorate the Christmas tree. And I'm still dreaming that a story like Christmas just might make it down to Tennessee. And it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time again, and it's the great giveaway time again here on Live the Promise. By the way, I'm Neil Stavem, obviously not Susie Larson. Susie is under the weather today, like lots of folks. So I hope that you are doing well today, and we're praying that Susie gets better real soon. But she would love to be here because this is one of her favorite days when you report in on the kinds of generosity and ways in which you've demonstrated the love of Christ. And just maybe it's a random act of kindness or it's something that you do consistently or strategically. But we call it the Great Giveaway, and it's just an invitation to step out of your comfort zone and then ask God what he wants to do in and through you. And everyone who shares his story here is going to receive a candy bar and a book. And there's also a great giveaway basket full of books and other Christmas treats that will be given away for couple of the best stories. So here's how you get involved. You call 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH to tell us your story. And we're going to go to Neil, who is calling in from St. Paul. And Neil, let's hear your great giveaway story.
Yes, I think it wasn't so much what I gave. It was a friend of mine, what he gave to me. And it was, I'll do it quickly, we were both college athletes at the time, years and years ago. We met through playing hockey in a Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which I knew nothing about. I was just there to play hockey. And he was a big-time athlete at Brown University, and I met him. And we had talked, and I just really liked this guy. we got to talking more and more, and we contacted each other, and I had his telephone number, and he talked to me, and he just said, well, you know, how's your life going? He talked about the Lord, and I thought, well, you know, what's this guy talking about? You know, we're here to play hockey, you know. But anyways, he just really caught my attention, and I was having a rough night trying to get to it. I was having a rough time with drugs and partying and stuff like that at the time, trying to, you know, burn a candle at both ends, being an athlete and a partier. And I called, he said, every time you have problems, call me. So I called him, and here was this Division I athlete who humbled himself and said, Neil, I want to pray with you. In that time in my life, nobody had ever prayed with me before. And here was this guy I looked up to. And and in that song, Amazing Grace, when it says, the moment I first believed, and I think that was my true moment when I first believed that there was a God and there was a Jesus and what he did for us. And with somebody who I looked up to was humble enough to pray with me, and it really, really changed my life. And from that point on, I was never the same. So I think that was a gift he gave to me, and faith became real. And it wasn't just something I saw in church or heard in church, but it became real when this person prayed with me.
That is a gift that all of us could give. Economic requirements there at all. So, wow, Neil, thank you for sharing your story, and thanks for the reminder that we all could be a friend like that, just to simply be there for someone that in their time of need.
Thank you.
Neil, Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. Thanks so much for sharing with us today. Let's go to Denise. Denise calling in from Massachusetts. Glad to have you on Live the Promise, Denise. Tell us your story.
Thank you. My sister died in January of this past year, and she had a lot of possessions. Some of the things were totally unopened and not even used. And so over the past year, I've been giving as much of it as possible away to charity. Another thing I'd mentioned to the gentleman with whom I spoke before you was that this past Sunday when I was in church, I had one of Diane's pins, a snowman, on my lapel. And this woman said to me, oh, I love your pin. I said, well, it's important to share the joy. Here, it's yours. And as I was talking to your last caller, I'm thinking about one of my coworkers. I've always listened to what she needed to talk about, whatever. And this is a woman who's had a very difficult time with Christmas. And so when I was talking with her today, she tells me she hates Christmas. And I don't believe that's true. If she did, she wouldn't be wearing the cross that she has around her neck. And so I told her that, and I said, I think you're just hurting from whatever's happened and you feeling alone at Christmas. And so today I had the inspiration to suggest to her that perhaps this is the year that we can start making a new tradition, and specifically that she should think of something that she wants to do in order to honor our Lord's birth. And she said, you know, one thing that I always wanted to do was serve the homeless at Christmas. And tonight she told me she was going to go home and call her church to see if maybe she'd be able to do that. That, to me, is probably the biggest thing. If I can help this woman feel better about Christmas this year versus what has happened in the past, you know, that would probably be the best gift I could ever give.
Great word, Denise. And I like the fact that you're just maybe just giving her permission to serve, to take the next step. I mean, I think sometimes all of us just need a little push or encouragement to do what our heart's calling us to do. So thanks for taking that opportunity and not missing that chance to encourage. God bless you, Denise. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for listening to Live the Promise. Great to have you. Are you listening on the app or online?
No. I'm actually listening on the radio. I turned it off when I heard that you would be accepting my call. But in Connecticut, as I commute home, I often listen to your radio station.
Good. Well, thank you so much. Blessings to you. It's an honor to hear from you, and we're looking forward to a good Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thanks for calling.
To you as well. Thank you.
Denise, listening to our Hartford station, And we'd love to hear from you wherever you might be around the network, the Faith Radio Network. Today is Report In Day. It's the great giveaway. And Susie Larson lives for this day, but she's just under the weather. And so I'm filling in just to take your calls. And so what we're asking you to do is simply to just let us know how you've engaged in a random act of kindness, or maybe you have been a recipient of an act of kindness. But what have you done to be maybe it's stepping out of your comfort zone to show kindness to others? And a reminder again what Jesus said, that when we let our light so shine before men, that they'll see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. So this is about living in an active way to live out and walk out our faith by showing His love. And we're asking you to give us a call, 877-933-2484. That's the phone number, 877-93-FAITH. And you tell us a little bit about your experience. And it's not so that you can brag in your experience, but no, so that others are reminded of the good that's being done and the needs that are out there, because your act of service and kindness can be a motivator for us as well. We've already heard from Brittany, who was motivated to put together some bags for the homeless. Lisa, who decided to adopt a family every Christmas, and so she told her story. Jenny talked about how her children were given a gift, and right away they wanted to just give it to someone that really needed it, even though they didn't have very much at all. And that's just gone on. So if you missed part of the show today, there's plenty of room for you to call in and tell us your story. The great giveaway, it's the reporting day. I'm Neil Staven, filling in for Susie, and we'd love to hear from you. And again, everyone who calls can receive a book and a candy bar, just as our way of saying thanks for making this a special day for us. And then we'll also select a couple of the stories that to give away a great giveaway basket. And Susie, who, as she says, doesn't like to shop, really loves to put this together. So it's got a blanket in, some coffee, candy, some books, a nice variety of things. And so we're going to be giving a couple of those away here after today's show. So there's room for you to join in. 877-933-2484 is the phone number, 877-93-FAITH. And let's go back to Connecticut and talk to Veronica. Veronica, welcome to Live the Promise. Tell us a little about your story.
Hi. So I have a couple of coworkers that are having a hard time during this season. One of them, her husband became unemployed. And then the other one, she's just having a tough time, single mom with two kids. And so in every position I have, I always wonder, why I'm there. And I actually took a pay cut to be in this one. And it turns out one of the coworkers, all the resources I gave her, books for Thanksgiving, dinner for Christmas, and her kids, she told me that if it wasn't for me, she didn't know what she would be doing, what her holiday was going to be like. And for my other coworker, I've been hearing her family for a long time. She just told me today that.
Veronica, you're sort of breaking up on us here. I'm sorry about that. Cell phone quality here.
No, I'm sorry. So for my other coworker, her husband actually just got a job today, and I've been praying for them since she told me a month ago. They're looking for a job today. Uh-huh. And so I've just been praying for them. That's all I can do, and providing all the resources that I know upon the community for them that will be able to help them. So in every position, I'm always wondering, why am I here? Why have God brought me here? I actually took a pay cut to be in this position, and now I know that I was put here to help these two ladies out.
Oh, I love it. Veronica, thanks. I think all of us would do well to just ask that question. Say, Lord, why have you placed me here? Because we know that God has placed us here on purpose. It's living life on purpose, and then by just making prayer, thinking through that, you become open to being the hands and feet of Jesus, what you're doing. So blessings to you as you continue to encourage your coworkers here, and grateful for the one who's just husband just got a job. That's going to make such a difference, I'm sure, for them for Christmas. So blessings to you. Thank you for sharing the story, and Merry Christmas to you. And I hope that you have many more opportunities just to demonstrate God's love in the days ahead.
Thank you.
Veronica checking in, listening in Hartford as well. Glad to have you on board with us today at 877-933-2484. That's the number to connect in with us on Live the Promise. It's the Great Giveaway Report Day. I'm Neil Stavem, sitting in for Susie Larson, who's not feeling well today. But I know that she's listening at home. This is just making her, helping her, speeding her recovery. And I hope that it's encouraging you today as well. Looking for your stories. Tell us how you stepped out of your comfort zone, perhaps, and did something kind for others. Or maybe you were a recipient of an act of kindness. And we're just asking for you to report that today, and we'll get more calls and reports in just a moment here. 877-933-2484. Today about telling how God has used you in the lives of others. It's your kindness stories today, or maybe you've been a recipient of an act of kindness. It's the Great Giveaway Reporting Day, and this is Live the Promise. I'm Neil Stavem, sitting in for Susie Larson, who's just not feeling well, like many this time of year, and I hope that you are feeling well, and this is certainly encouraging to hear from the way that God is using so many of our listeners to be a blessing to others. So that's what we're asking you to do. Just simply call and tell us your kindness story, chance to tell about your experience. And we're going to go to Jack next. Jack, listening in Duluth. Jack, thanks for joining us on the Great Giveaway Day. What's your report?
Yes, I live in Duluth, and I was taking the bus yesterday to Super One to get groceries. I got on the bus, and I couldn't find my bus pass, and after the bus driver waited for a while, a person went up and put the fare in and said, "I got you covered." Mm-hmm. And so I just relaxed a little bit and still looked for my card, but in the meantime, I was thinking, oh, I've got to do something nice to her, so I handed her a $10 bill thinking that she would accept it. She didn't. She handed it to someone else, a seat behind her, and that person gave it back to me, so I felt like I was getting the $10 instead of giving it away, and I thought it was quite a nice gift. Someone was thinking about maybe I could use the same amount of money, so that what really made my Christmas season for me. I feel real blessed that that did happen.
Jack, thanks for sharing the story, and it's a reminder, though, that, you know, kind of just passing it around. I mean, you can pass it on ahead, and it seems like it comes back, right? He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So, Jack, appreciate your story. Merry Christmas to you and the blessings. Thanks for calling in today here on Live the Promise. 877-933-2484 is the number. And like Jack said, that, you know, friend said, "I've got you covered." And really, that's, you know, that's our privilege, right? To be in the hands and feet of Jesus, and we can do just what he has done for us. All right. Miguel is on line three. Miguel, thanks for calling in. Live the Promise. Tell us your a great giveaway story.
Hey, thanks for having me online here. Yeah, recently, I'm reading the Bible, and then I actually paying attention to the words that actually God told his disciples when he was going away from this earth. He said, "You'll be the witness on this earth." So I'm trying to live this life and actually trying to actually do the job that actually disciples did at that time. And in our church, I'm kind of responsible for evangelism, and I'm thinking of the ways how we can actually be the witness and actually live this life. And I have a track that actually is saying thrown that's been paid in full, and there's a cross. And what I actually do, God give me ability, and I purchased the vehicle. It's a Pathfinder, it's a SUV, and I actually decided to do the thing in my life, or to do the way of living, that is, if I'm driving on the road and I see somebody is like in the ditch, or somebody is having a tough time in the winter here in Minnesota, I am actually almost all the time trying to pull off on the side of the road and at least ask them if they need help or not. If in my life there was times where I actually had to pull out a couple people from the ditch, I actually, at the end, most people are actually trying to give me money or thank me, and I give them a track saying that everything basically paid in full by Jesus Christ on the cross. And I actually, this is the way how I'm trying to evangelize. Also, I'm part of a nonprofit organization called the American Christian Mission that we do actually go to Cuba, and we actually do evangelism there.
Well, you know that there are great opportunities for sharing the gospel in Cuba, and obviously, Miguel, you remind us that there are great opportunities just on our streets and highways around us. And I mean, who hasn't driven by somebody alongside the road that's stranded for one reason or another? So, blessings to you for putting your faith in action, and obviously the reminder that ultimately the bill has been paid by Jesus Himself. So. Good story, Miguel. Thanks for sharing it.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Glad to have you on the program today. We're going to go to line three. This is Carol. Carol, thank you for talking with us today and the great giveaway.
Thanks. It was a joy to share. This event actually happened today. I was coming home from getting together with some friends, and I saw these two men kind of running along the road in Brooklyn Park, and they had a gas can, which I figured, they're running up to get gas, so I stopped and pulled over, and I told them to get in, so I took them up to the gas station about a mile away, and on the way, they asked about, well, what are you doing for Christmas, and I said, you have a big family? I said, no, it's just my husband and I, and we stay home, and I said, we celebrate Christ, and he said, oh, yeah, well, I was brought up in a Christian home, and he was married, but his in-laws never accepted him. He said they were a pastor and wife. Anyway, so we got the gas, went on our way back, and I said, well, he kept saying, well, I believe in God. I said, well, that's good, but, you know, unless you accept Christ as your Savior and let him lead your life, that's not enough. I said, if you, what if you were running along the road now and somebody could have hit you and you know, your life would be over and that choice would be over? And I told him, how would you, what if you had to give up your children for somebody, you know, and he was thinking about that. And I said, hell is a horrible place. And I said, I've had clinical depression, and it's like a black slimy pit, and it's closest to hell I ever want to get. And anyway, I said, just don't delay. And so by then, we're already back in his vehicle, and police car was pulling up behind his vehicle, and then I said, well, he just ran out of gas. But it was a great opportunity to share and try to encourage him to make a choice and not just believe in God.
Mm. Yeah, Carol, I love your story because it's a reminder. It's one thing to show it, and you did that by stopping help. It's another thing to tell it, and the two have to go together. And so thank you for being bold and in your witness and simply just inviting taking that opportunity to share the good news of the gospel, and we'll continue to pray that this young man makes that choice that gives him a change in address in his eternity. So, Carol, thank you for.
He was surprised that I didn't want anything in return because he said, "I'll get you some gas." I said, "No." So I said, "Just thank the Lord."
Yeah, Carol, thank you. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. And I know that, as you said, you'll be celebrating Christ this Christmas, and it's an honor to have you on the show today.
Bye-bye.
All right. You're listening to Live the Promise. We've got a few more minutes to take some more calls, and thank you for checking in. It's the Great Giveaway Report Day, where we're asking you to just tell your story on how you've been engaging, maybe stepping outside your comfort zone, but just showing God's love and kindness. Johnny's in Minneapolis, and he's next up. Johnny, go ahead with your story.
Okay. I have a friend of mine who lived here in Minneapolis for a while and went to school. She's now out in Logan, Utah, going to school out there. And she does a lot of public service and emergency communications for her church. She is also a fellow, a licensed ham operator, and she called me last month and told me that her license was about ready to expire, and she wanted to get it renewed, but she's married with two kids on a fixed income, and she had just suffered a stroke. And I said, well, let me see what we can find out. So I checked to see if there was any help that she could get from anybody that could renew it for her online. And unfortunately, she was not able to connect with anybody that could give her help. So I decided, well, I've got I have connections. And so I got a hold of one of the life membership people that I'm tied up with, and I told them the story. And she had just moved, too, by the way, so she had a brand-new address. So I made arrangements to get her license renewed, and I even paid the fee for her so that she could get it renewed before the expiration date, which was, I believe it was November 22nd. But we got it in time, and I checked it later, and now she can continue doing her emergency and public service communications work for her church.
I like it, Johnny. Thank you. I love what you said about you use your connections, because that really is what, you know, God's designed right from the beginning, right? We're not supposed to be just Lone Ranger individuals, and certainly the body of Christ, we can benefit each other when we use all the friends and connections.
She could get help. I said, okay, that's all I need to know. And I said, give me your new address. She did. I said, all right, I'll take it from here. Now, she doesn't know anything about this yet, but I just wanted to get, I said, I want to update my golden files. And she said, that's fine. So I got her address and her phone number, and I did the rest. And she doesn't, I don't think she knows it yet, unless she's listening on the internet out in Utah.
Well, yeah, we hope that she is, because she'd just be reminded again about your good friendship. So, Johnny, thank you for caring for this friend and not letting it just drop through the cracks, but say you did something that you could do, and so you did it. Appreciate that good reminder.
Thank you very much.
All right, Johnny, thank you for calling. Merry Christmas to you. Glad to have you part of the great giveaway report day here on Live the Promise. We got another hour to go here and a couple more calls in queue. Would love to get you on the line with us as well. So if you've got a report, this is the time to call. Just hang on here over the break, and we'll get back to you here on the second hour of Live the Promise. I'm Neil Stavem, sitting in for Susie Larson, who's under the weather today. But this is a very special day when for the past really almost a decade now, I think, been just talking about the great giveaway every year and getting reports of how doing something kind for others can make a world of difference. And maybe, you know, you have been a recipient of an act of kindness. We'd love to hear your story as well. But all of it oftentimes means that we step out of our comfort zone and just do what God is prompting us to do. And so everybody who shares their story can receive a little candy bar and book from us. And we've got a great giveaway basket that we're going to give away as well, with a couple of wonderful, it's a lot of product there, a little gift basket we're going to give away for the best stories. But we want to hear your story, so hang on. We're going to get to them. Hour two of Live the Promise is coming up in a moment. Here's the phone number. It's 877-933-2484. Call us with your great giveaway report, 877-93-FAITH. More in a moment.